This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yesterday was Monday, today is Tuesday, tomorrow will be Wednesday. The world continues. The reason I tell you that is because the world, believe it or not, continues to turn on its axis, and every 24 hours there's a new day. And in fact, every hour there's a new hour, and every minute there's a new minute, and every second there's a new second, and by golly, the world has not come to a stop. Full tilt. However, you'd think to look around that it might be. Well, I've been listening to a lot of different radio programs and reading a whole lot more than I usually do about one thing. Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schillen, as usual. Jennifer's off today. The coronavirus thing. It's a thing. It has, and it is. I mean, literally, it's a thing. But I mean, it's a thing. Thinged. Do you know what I mean? It has taken over, whether you want it to, whether you like that it has, whether you think it's relevant, whether you think it's nonsense, whatever you think. The one thing you cannot escape is that it is inside our heads. It's inside the media. It's inside, I'm not talking about the news media, I'm talking about all media. It just is everywhere. You cannot start to finish listening to a radio program without this being the bulk of the conversation. And even though I like to switch it up, I like to, generally speaking, have lots and lots of things on my own, even without the things that Victoria works hard to put together for us to discuss with suggestions, ideas, information, I normally come and prepared with 14, 15, 16 different things that I figure may apply here and there. That's my radio portfolio. But I think all bets are off now. And pretty much everything is about the coronavirus, whether it be the virus itself, what the symptoms are, what you can look forward to in the next couple, 3 or 4 months, what business is going to be like, what the world is going to be like. The world is not the same. It just isn't. Whether you like it, whether you appreciate it, whether you approve of it, doesn't make any difference. I find this whole thing to be not ridiculous, because I think the concern is important. And we're getting a lot of good out of it, frankly. You know, you can listen to CNN just drives. Yeah, we are. We're learning a lot about ourselves. We're learning a lot about how to take our health seriously, how to protect ourselves, how to make your immune system stronger. Oh, yeah, I think we're learning a whole lot. We're learning a lot about the human existence. We're learning a lot about who to trust and who not to trust. That damn CNN, man, to listen to them, I've never watched them very much, but I will tell you right now, I've pretty much made a resolve to never watch it again, because the stuff is so ridiculously over the top, scaring people without any good reason. There's a difference between being vigilant and being on top of your game and paying attention, rather than, you know, scaring the hell out of everybody. So now, having said that, there are a lot of critical issues here, and I'll pass it over to you, Victoria, for you to give us some updates on what's going on. I was talking to my daughter yesterday, and she and her husband are profs at UCLA. What are they going to do?
Have they closed down? Because that is a big story about universities. Yeah. Having kids just stay home now and do classes from home or online, which also creates, there is already a huge divide between kids who have access to the internet at home and kids right. who don't. And so this is, if this spreads to beyond university level, but if this, a lot of schools are closed in the Seattle area, and, you know, that area has been hit the hardest.
That's a hotbed. Yeah, that's a hotbed of activity for this thing.
But when you have kids, when school is closed, this is affecting people on a huge level, because not every parent can just stay home. Most families have, if there are mm-hmm. two parents, they're both working yep. full time. So right. child care is now something that parents have got to pay out of pocket for, and that's not something that everyone can afford. And beyond that, the kids are slipping in their progress in school. So it's becoming a really big issue. I don't even know. I know that I've seen a million things on TV and doctors saying this spreads a lot faster than the regular flu or cold or whatever. I get that. I don't know that the answer is shutting down schools, because and even when they shut down schools and they scrub them clean, one kid walks in with the virus the next day and the whole school's infected again. So what's the point?
Well,
the
it's also exactly like what you said, where, you know, now parents have to get childcare. And so if the kids are at home, but their parents aren't there, and then they have to go to a daycare or something else, then they're still all together.
So many families.
It's the business
and it's only
about
get worse too.
About, but calling it a pandemic is irresponsible at this point. Completely irresponsible. It is not a pandemic. I was looking at the Wall Street Journal article. I took it out again from the weekend. The headline was "What We Can Learn from the 20th Century's Real Pandemic," which was the flu of 1918. Philadelphia was one of the hardest hit cities because it was. As one of the muckrakers of the era, political muckrakers, Lincoln Steffens put it, the worst governed city in America. And I think that is playing into this a little bit. Are we under good governance? I know you two don't think much of the Trump administration across the board. I don't know what to think. I listened to Trump yesterday talking about it, and then Pence with what's going on. They seem to be taking this seriously. Whether they take it seriously for political reasons or because they're good Americans.
Well, I think they have to take it seriously now.
Of course they have to be.
They don't have a choice. You know, Trump has made some, let's call a spade here. He's made some ridiculous statements about the coronavirus. If you have it, but your symptoms are mild, you can still go to work, which is exactly the opposite of what the CDC and every company and university and business is saying. And then he's so brilliant, he's standing in front of a panel of doctors and saying he's so brilliant and so informed. I mean, he just makes these ridiculous statements. We need a leader right now, and we do not have a leader at all.
But you don't. You have what you have. And so under the circumstances, are there going to be
the army? But I don't even think that the Surgeon General's doing a good job leading. Well, he's been sending all kinds of tweets out that are mixed messages. It's just, I don't know. I feel like we have no leadership.
I think that it's very easy to look and make critical statements. I don't know whether I think it's good or I don't know whether I think it's bad. I think it's easy and early in this, frankly. The Spanish flu, however, back in 1918 there was no leadership. We didn't have a good president at that time, and it got away from us. So 50 million people around the world died of this. There are a lot of lessons there that could save a lot of lives, perhaps. The army was, as I said, it was right after World War. Well, the Spanish flu actually came at the end of World War I. The world was suffering. Lots of people were sick anyway. The economy at the time shrank by 5%. And that certainly is different from today. The economy could go back. The economy shrunk by 5% yesterday. So,
I have to say, to be honest, I have friends with toddlers who are genuinely concerned about how they're going to afford childcare because they and their husbands both work and can't take off from work to be at home with toddlers. So I don't think anyone really gives a crap about the Spanish flu. And I know that this is something that people keep talking about, like, oh, well, in 1918, no one cares. People want to, my friends
well,
right now are concerned about 2020. But Doug, maybe people your age care, but honestly, my friends, the immediate
But there
crisis,
are people my age listening to the program as well as
I understand that,
age.
But But what I'm saying is, I think the immediate crisis is what's happening to people in their 20s and 30s and 40s when they have to deal with the out-of-pocket expenses that are going to happen now when their kids are at home from school.
That's
and
part of
talking
it,
about
being
the Spanish
a grown
flu
up.
Isn't going to make anyone, it's not going to solve any problems.
Well, I don't agree, but you and I.
How is that going to solve any problems that my friends are dealing with right now?
It goes back to, there's a reflection on what has happened in the past in terms of what it is that people and families and the reality of health and the focus on the structure of health and health, the families that we're talking about, that you're talking about, are people who have health issues as well as economic issues. This is not just an economic situation. Yeah, I get that people your age who have children are going to be concerned about. That was one of the things my daughter and I were talking about. If in fact the school that Miles goes to is shut down, they haven't decided to do that yet, then she'd have to stay home anyway with him. There's so many different aspects to this, Victoria.
But how does she get to do that, though? Does she just take a leave of absence without pay from school?
No, there are things, there are ways of, some of the parents get together and the kids are together. There doesn't seem to be a worry here about kids, at least kids this age, whether it'll spread the stuff, the droplets or whatever it is that makes this stuff go from person to person are going to be exposed. But you see, it's a new world for people. That's one of the reasons that I went back to what happened before, because people are reacting to this in a different way. I mean, I can remember things when I was a kid. There was a real problem with the flu when I was, I think, 13 or 14 years of age. And people were upset, didn't have any good communication. I think one of the things that came out of the conversation yesterday was the number of test kits that are around and what's going to happen in the next week or so. Was it something that should have been prepared for before? Yeah. And I would say that to parents, too. You never can tell when these things are going to happen. So maybe this will be a way for you to prepare for other emergencies that may beset themselves. I did hear them say that there are going to be tax breaks. There are going to be economic the ways that people that work part-time are going to make sure that they're paid. I don't know what the details are because they didn't give any details.
Right.
But at least they're affecting that, and so
and the tax breaks won't apply in April this year. It's see, that's what I'm saying. There's no for people who are in this right now. There's no leadership.
Let them take the leadership themselves. Let people take on
people
the responsibility.
To,
well, that's
then,
good.
I understand
people
that,
should
but
be
then,
forced to
then
be
it creates chaos. So it's businesses are scrambling to understand and figure out what they're going to do. You know, I mean, every business, all of New York City. I'm in New Jersey, so New York City is where my husband commutes to work, and you know, his company is just sort of like trying to figure it out. There are people that he works with who have compromised immune systems, and so are some people going to work from home or others not? There's so many variables and so many questions that are just left unanswered at this point.
Well, I think that's it, and I don't think the government's job is to tell people what to do in their own companies. It has to be up to the companies themselves to figure it out. And so, but I'm not one who has ever looked. I'm not dependent on government. As a matter of fact, I find the government gets in the way more often than not to my reality and the way that I want to live my life. I figured out how to keep myself healthy on my own. I am hopeful that we'll pass some of that information along, the personal experiences that you've had, that Kara's had, that I've had, others you want to share with us, that's fine. Facebook.com/DJV Show. Lots of sharing and lots of caring is important to us in terms of coming up with answers. Here's an answer for those of you in terms of health and well-being. The healthier you are, the better you'll make it through this. And one of the things that I found in looking around the last 24 to 48 hours, the number of people, if you look at the sort of biography, if you will, of the people, there are things available online where you can find out about the people who have lost their lives. They are pretty much to a person, people who are overweight, who have compromised immune systems, who have problems with their lungs, respiratory system, that sort of thing. So I would urge you, if you haven't done it yet, to get on to a healthy program and losing weight, making yourself the top of the pile, if you will, in terms of fitness, is a good idea. You can do that by using Calitrin's program, which is available now at Calidrin.com. Lose the weight, keep it off, and get a special discount of $10 off using the DJV code. That's the idea. Calidrin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour on Tuesday the 10th of March, one-third of the way through the month of March, with music as our focus to get our minds off of, well, actually, we go from one problem to another, from the coronavirus to the tornado. There's a benefit concert featuring some of the leading voices in Nashville that took place day before yesterday at Marathon Music Works. No, it was actually yesterday in Nashville. The event sold out in under 2 hours, proceeds benefiting local charities. Organizers called the event to Nashville with love. And the show included Jason Isbell and his wife, Amanda Shires of the High Women. Randy Carlisle was there. Old Crow Medicine Show, Yola, Brothers Osborne, Ashley McBride, Margot Price, or some other local acts as well. Money raised enters to Nashville with Love Fund that disperses to local tornado relief and mental health organizations what they can as they can. Jason Isbell said in a news release, quote, Amanda and I are proud to call Nashville our home, and we're proud of the Nashville community's ability to come together in a time of crisis. We're lucky that our home and our loved ones are safe, but we know that's not the case for a lot of Nashvillians. I'm happy to do what I can to help the city recover. So, would you play something from Old Crow Medicine Show so I can kind of hear? I'm not familiar with it.
They're the ones who wrote Wagon Wheel, and then Darius Rucker covered it and made it like a number one hit, but they're the ones who wrote it, yeah.
Okay.
It's actually originally a Dylan song that they kind of built on. It was a demo.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's
it kind of sounds Dylan-esque, actually, when you think about it.
All right, so here we go, moving along, coming up to 26 past the hour here on the DJV program. Dolly, turning 74, she says she hasn't got any plans to stop working anytime soon. Good for her. The rest of us who are in that league, got to keep going. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. She's got some specific aspirations in mind for when she hits the big 75. She said, quote, I plan to be on the cover of Playboy magazine again. I thought,
good for her. I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope she listen. They don't really have a print magazine anymore. It's digital, but still.
Yeah, she said, I thought it would be a hoot if they go for it. I don't know if they will. If I could be on the cover again when I'm 75, she could probably wear her original outfit from the 1978 shoot, she says. I think she's actually skinnier. I think she's too skinny, actually.
She's so little.
Yeah, right. But then she's got her heft there in the way that she always has. Parton became the first country singer actually to pose for Playboy, appearing in the October 1978 iconic bunny outfit. She had ears on and a bow tie. She brought up the Playboy photo shoot in January when she sparked what became known as the Dolly Parton Challenge. Social media users posting four contrasting photos of themselves that would be appropriate profile photos for four different social media platforms. That would be LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Tinder. Dolly labeled a picture of herself in a buttoned-up blazer as LinkedIn, tailor-made for the business networking service. On the other side of the spectrum, she labeled a picture of herself dressed as a Playboy bunny as Tinder for a riskier business. Get you a woman who can do it all, she playfully captioned the meme with a winking emoji. So
this was really, when she did this, this was hilarious, and it went viral so fast. Everybody started posting their own version of this, and it's amazing at 74 that she can have these incredible viral moments, and she just has the best sense of humor about everything. You know, she just never takes anything too seriously. She's she's hilarious. I hope Playboy listens, because this has made a lot of headlines. I hope that they let her do it.
I don't know if the daughter is not still in control anymore. Hefner's gone, and I'm not sure about his daughter, who's making the decisions there. But, yeah, you're right. If they're smart, they'll do what she suggested, because she'll certainly help them sell or get into whatever it is that they, however they make money. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus concerns and an oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia gave Wall Street its worst day in over a decade yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closing down over 2,000 points. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also plunged. President Trump says he wants to help out businesses and workers who are impacted by the coronavirus, pushing for a payroll tax cut and relief for hourly workers.
We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can see in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck.
Primaries today, voters casting ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho, while North Dakota is holding its Democratic caucus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
At the hour on the Tuesday DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer off today. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara's at the controls in Washington. As usual, I'm Doug Steffen with the focus on two things, basically. When can we go home? Can we go home, please? Are we going to stay home? Those people on that ship that docked yesterday up in Oakland, and people getting on to try to test everybody. 25 youngsters on the ship all tested okay. Which is kind of a good thing. Shows you the resilience of being young and strong. That's a good thing. We'll talk more about the symptoms.
I think they're all suing the cruise line now, right?
Oh, sure.
That was a TMZ headline I saw last night. I don't think they're barely on dry land, and they already have a class action lawsuit.
Yeah, galore. Lawyers will be all over that stuff. All right, but today we also have a political reality The voting in, what is it, I think it's six states.
Yep.
Where the continuation, Michigan seems to be where all eyes are. So what do you have, Victoria?
What's they're calling it Mini Super Tuesday. So it's six states.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 352 delegates are up for grabs today. Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington State. And so Michigan has the most. And so it's the Michigan governor, who is actually pretty popular. She endorsed Bernie Sanders, which was a bit of a surprise. And then, so we'll see if the people of Michigan agree with her endorsement or if they decide to go with Biden. If he does win Michigan by a good lead, then I think that we can probably say it's safe to
fill
say
in
he
the blank.
Be the nominee.
Yeah.
Now if Bernie does well, or if Bernie even wins Michigan, then I think we're going to continue to, I think we're not going to have a clear winner. Kara and I were just saying it's, you know, we don't get to vote till June 2nd. So, and that seems like forever from now.
Awful.
And,
it's a shame because you won't really have the impact or input that you ought to have. Every American ought to have equal input, and it just doesn't work that. It isn't. That's not what's going on. It isn't. Not right. So we got that going on. Have any of the candidates seriously talked much about the coronavirus? I haven't seen that side, whether they're getting asked questions by anybody in the news media that's got their head on straight or...
Well, I think it makes sense to ask Bernie and Biden that, you know, like, are you shaking hands still? Or are you... Because think about it. They're both in the... They're in their upper 70s. They're in the demographic that's the most at risk. And they're exposed to large numbers of people every day. Yeah. So, I mean, Bernie just did like five events in one day. Yeah. So I don't know.
He never looks very healthy to me. I think Biden looks a lot healthier than
and
Sanders,
you know, let's hope that neither of them get anything.
I think
but
they're both 78, even, Victoria. I think, or Joe's 77 and she's 78, but and he's 70. Bernie's 70. Either they're both 78. One of them. Or
Biden's younger. I do know that.
Yeah, Biden's 77 and Bernie's 78. Yeah.
Younger.
But even he's the youngest guy on the ticket now. But even Trump has been photographed numerous times shaking hands with people who have been to different, you know, what was that convention where the guy now has corona? Yeah. So and he's been seen multiple times. There are photos everywhere, so much so that the press asked the White House yesterday, said, well, has the president been tested for coronavirus yet? And they said, no, he hasn't been. So I don't know. There's a new study that just came out that says that symptoms can take up to 5 days to present.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I have a friend who's getting tested tomorrow for it because she was at a conference 2 weeks ago and sat next to a woman for 3 hours who now has tested positive. So you never know. And that was 2 weeks, and she doesn't have symptoms yet. Maybe she won't get it. Hopefully she won't get it. But,
well, it does. You're right. It manifests in, it shows in 5 days you'll figure it out. There are sometimes it'll stay in your 14 days, depending on, I guess, whether you're healthy or you're not healthy. The virus.
I'm wondering if some people are carriers, you know, who won't ever really show.
Well,
and I don't think we know enough about it yet. If we can actually decide, like, okay, are some people just going to be like all the kids that you mentioned on the boat, on the cruise, if they're, maybe they just are carrying it, but because they're young and strong and healthy, they just are never going to present symptoms, but doesn't mean you can't give it, they can't give it to their grandparents.
Right. There is, the telltale signs, get a sore throat first for 3 or 4 days, and then you get a deep, heavy, really horrible cough that causes pneumonia and people that have really the breathlessness, and that happens in 11 or 12 days. And then oftentimes if you have the proper approach to it in 14 days, that's why they're suggesting 14-day quarantines, because it'll run its course and be out of your system in 14, 15 days.
Hopefully.
But when you, once you get it, though, that first 4 or 5 days apparently are miserable.
Yeah.
Miserable.
And you know, I saw a pulmonologist on, I think it was MSNBC yesterday, talking about it. My mom had pleurisy, and my mom is very susceptible to bronchitis.
Oh, yeah.
She's
had
pneumonia several times.
Yeah. I've
You've
never
got,
had pneumonia
you know, COPD. Yeah. You know, you have to really be careful. And even though you have a strong immune system, and my mom exercises every day, and she's healthy, but she is really, anybody with a weakened pulmonary system is at risk, and it can be, that's where it can turn deadly. And so it is scary. My mom's avoiding any, you know, large crowded area. She doesn't go to the mall. She's kind of in and out of the grocery store. And, you know, she kind of feels like she's in her own quarantine already. And I feel sorry for her. But at the same time, she has to take the precaution because she is just like on paper. She is someone who, you know, could easily get it.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I have gone. I was tweeting one of the local blogs yesterday. The people who were on it were wondering back and forth about what to do and all the issues that we've been talking about. What do they do about their job and some of these things? And then somebody said, well, what do you take to make sure you're strong? So I popped in with Echinacea, Golden Seal, vitamin C, lots and lots of it, lots and lots of liquids. In addition to the Echinacea and the Golden Seal, zinc is very important as well. So those things were.
And also, Dr. Oz was on the Today Show yesterday, and I saw him. Yeah. He was talking to Savannah Guthrie because she was concerned she was going to go visit her mother, and he said, you know, you should probably think twice about that because you interview a million people a day, you're in large crowds, and you know, maybe you're healthy, but you could be carrying it. And he said that everyone should also be taking 1,200 IUs of vitamin D3 every day. That's another one he said. D3 is really important for your immune system. Because we get it from the sun, but no one, you know, it's the winter, so we're not getting, north of Atlanta, you really are not getting enough vitamin D from the sun.
I got lots of sun yesterday. It was wonderful here in Los Angeles.
Yesterday, it was beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, it was here in the 70s here. It was gorgeous.
Raining here. The head of the Port Authority has tested positive for coronavirus. Looking at some of the
again, not surprising if you think about like what the Port Authority handles literally every airport and port in New York City. So kind of not surprising. All the buses,
142 confirmed cases in New York State as of yesterday. Anyway,
so they're making their own New York. I don't know if you saw this. New York is making their own hand sanitizer. Their own New York branded hand sanitizer because it's out of stock everywhere.
I was in a chiropractor's office yesterday, and he'd made some. He had aloe vera oil with vodka and something else. I'm trying to remember what the other component of it was. And so I put it, you can't smell the vodka. You put it on your hands. I mean, it made a lot of sense.
But vodka doesn't have enough alcohol in it, though. That's the problem. Yeah. Remember, we talked about that yesterday with Tito's vodka coming out saying, all right, don't use our vodka because it's only 40%. You need 60% alcohol.
Today is National Pack Your Lunch Day. Remember the good old days when your mom used to pack your lunch? I remember that. Well, actually, I don't remember that because my mother never packed my lunch. I remember take a quarter to school and buy whatever they had for sale in the lunchroom. But a lot of people had mothers that packed peanut butter and jelly, and they were homemade lunches, and it didn't cost a lot of money. Best of all, since you make it yourself, you can pack all your favorite foods. So maybe today, if your child's going off to school, hopefully school's still in session. I've noticed a lot of schools that are canceling sports activities, after-school activities, that sort of thing. I don't know whether that's a smart reaction.
I don't think that's helpful. Exercise is good for your immune system.
Yes, it really is. Speaking of exercise in sports, Tom Brady is still without a team, but he's starting another team on his own. It's a Hollywood production company set to make his decision. He still hasn't decided where he's going to play next season, but he did launch a production company, made the announcement yesterday. It's called 199 Productions. It'll develop original content, documentaries, feature films, television shows, that sort of thing. The name itself alludes to his infamous draft slot when the Patriots selected him in the sixth round of the 2000 NFL draft. He was number 199 overall. See how that number wasn't appropriate.
Yeah.
He came into his own, didn't he? As part of the company, Brady is going to be teaming up with Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame directors Joe and Anthony Russo. I think those guys are from Boston, but I'm not sure. I think they are.
It would make sense, yeah.
Yeah, it would. Brady's first project will be Unseen Football, which is a 3D adventure documentary that intends to take viewers into the invisible realms of football. Well, that'd be kind of interesting, I would think, if they really do, you know, really do dig in. Feature directed by Gautam Chopra, the executive producer of the popular Facebook documentary series Tom vs. Time that shadowed Brady through his season in 2018.
That was an interesting documentary series. Okay. I did watch a bunch of that. Yeah. It really delved into his life with Giselle and just how he his family and mm-hmm. how he stays centered off the field. And it's what a disciplined life they live. He is with the right woman because she is just as regimented about like they won't eat tomatoes and they won't eat eggplant, no nightshades. I mean, it's like their mm-hmm. diets are insane. It's but you know what, you can't have one person. That marriage would not work if only one of them was living that way. Yeah, the whole family is
they found each other. It's good. Basketball Hall of Famer Charles Barkley set to sell some memorabilia from his playing career, benefiting quite a good cause. He announced he's going to sell his MVP trophy, one of his two Olympic gold medals, and a flag signed by the original Dream Team to raise money to build affordable housing in his hometown down in Alabama. Barkley noted that he was told the MVP trophy could bring $300,000 to $400,000. If I sell some of that stuff, it would be a really cool thing for me. I would think it would be a good thing for the people in Leeds, Alabama as well. His daughter would likely keep his other Olympic gold medal. Barkley, part of the gold medal winning U.S. teams from the 92 and the 96 games. He said that he was the first black baby born in a segregated town hospital down in Leeds, Alabama. Was among the first black students at his elementary school. Per the most recent U.S. census, approximately 12.6% of the population in Leeds lives under the poverty line, largest demographics being men aged 18 to 24, women 35 to 44, and boys 6 to 11. He went to Leeds High School before going to college at Auburn in the 80s. So good for him. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's a town that really needs help, so that's great that he's giving back.
Now, let's see here. Adidas, one of the last companies to send materials to the International Space Station in the name of science. Adidas is the footwear company. Dozens of pellets made from the same plastic that Adidas melds into the soles of sneakers is going to the ISS after SpaceX launched the experimental trip on Friday.
I think it launched on Friday. It left Friday, but it...
Yeah.
It takes a while to get there. How many days does it take to get there? Is it a week?
It could be. Yeah, so that's why it's getting up there on Friday. Anyway, the pellets were packed in among 4,500 pounds of other supplies. Over the past decade, NASA has worked with SpaceX to launch thousands of pounds of food and toiletries and other items that sustain the astronauts living aboard the space station, often packed among the cargo or brand-name research experiments. Adidas's plastic pellets are made of two different polymers, meaning that they have slightly different molecular structures, and astronauts are going to watch how they behave in microgravity. Adidas says this will give its researchers a better understanding of the material they use. The goal is to design shoe soles that can provide new performance and comfort benefits for athletes. All right,
it's kind of cool. Like, even Budweiser sent up hops to see how they react in space.
Right. Yep.
It's a lot. I have no idea. So many different branded companies will send products up just to see what happens.
What happens, yep. In television news, Mayor Pete is going to host Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow? No, Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
He said, we're lining up a great slate of guests. Patrick Stewart is coming on. We're excited about that. He added he hopes to have some help writing the monologue. Hopefully some funnier minds than mine will be doing some writing for that. I think it's going to be fun. The thing about running for president is that you're focused on one thing and one thing only. It's nice to be able to zoom out, come back to life. Since dropping out of the campaign, he's been traveling the country and says he's going to have some fun before pursuing his next job, which will be in the next administration, you can be sure.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
That would be
all right, what do we have tonight that looks like it'll be good, ladies?
Ellen's Game of Games is brand new tonight on NBC, so that's always really fun if you want to, lighten up the load a little bit. Also, if you want to cry your eyes out, it's another episode of This Is Us and the Pearsons visit New York City. And then there's a brand new episode of FBI on CBS at 9 p.m. tonight. People seem to like that show, too.
Yeah, it is a good show. 10 before the hour on the DJB show that people like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
After the hour now, Tech Talk time every day at this time. Victoria Keelan goes through some of the important stories and how they affect you. So let's get into the first item, which is a focus on SoulCycle. They have a new in-home bike.
Mm-hmm.
This ought to be interesting. There's competition in that area then now, right?
Yep, it's competition for Peloton for sure. And, you know, so many people are really panicking over coronavirus, and they're canceling their gym memberships. And they're also canceling if they go to spin class. Because people sweat so much in spin class. So this could be the coronavirus could actually benefit one industry, and it could be at-home gym setups. And SoulCycle has released this new at-home bike. It's essentially, it's the same price as Peloton. It's not cheap. It's a $2,500 investment. But it has a 21.5-inch full HD screen, so you watch the classes virtually and you follow the instructor. It has 4 gigs of RAM, too. The actual bike itself is a little bit longer than the Peloton bike, and it weighs 7 pounds more, but it can actually support heavier riders, so it can support up to 350 pounds. Peloton's model only, it's 300 pounds and under. And so, essentially, both the SoulCycle and Peloton bikes, similar, they support the clip-in cycling shoes for safety, so you can actually stay sturdy when you're on the bike and you're jumping up and down. And only the cleats, though, are included with SoulCycle's package, you actually have to buy your own cycling shoes. Peloton's starter pack comes with the shoes, a floor mat, a heart rate monitor, and headphones. So SoulCycle's a little behind on that one. Peloton is definitely a bit of a better deal, but SoulCycle classes are something that are really unique, and people really love them. I've taken a bunch of them. They're really great. So it just depends on what type of workout you want. Once you are all set up, the classes for SoulCycle are $40 a month after a one-year subscription. So you'll have access to 5 classes a month, and then you can add on to that if you want. And so the parent company of SoulCycle is Equinox, and they own Precision Run, Pure Yoga, Headstrong, and so you will actually have access to other classes from the Equinox group as well. And Flywheel, which was in New York City at least, was SoulCycle's biggest competition. They released a bike, and then it just was such a disaster they had to actually pull it off the market. So Peloton swooped in on that one and said, hey, we'll give you a free Peloton bike if you want to give us the old Flywheel bike. So SoulCycle is definitely entering the market at an interesting time, but I think, like I said, with coronavirus freaking people out and driving them away from gyms, this actually might be the right time for SoulCycle to get into this market.
Well, there'll be some things that sell. Even if the markets are not doing well, there'll be some things that do well during the course of this, this emergency, whatever word you want for it, however long it lasts. A rare Sony Nintendo console is up for auction. Let's find out what the price tag is.
The Geek Out.
Classic gaming hardware continues to prove to have value on the collector's market. Last week, a very rare Nintendo PlayStation sold at auction for $360,000, and the story behind the console is pretty entertaining. Back in the late 80s, Sony cut a deal with Nintendo to add their CD-ROM technology. Some prototypes were built, but the agreements never finalized and the device never actually went into production. But this one prototype eventually found its way into the hands of a family who gained a level of fame about 5 years ago by taking it on tour, but now have decided to capitalize financially. We don't know who the winning bidder is, but we've posted the story on Twitter at The Geek Out.
You're cordially invited.
All right, up next, we can't escape the coronavirus even in the world of technology. So what are food delivery services doing now amid the situation among the concerns that people have? If you want to order stuff but you don't want to talk or see the guy who's delivering it, what do you do?
Yeah, so, and like I said, this is not going away anytime soon, and people in California, New York, and Washington State have already been subjected to quarantines, and when you're quarantined, you order food. And so Grubhub and Postmates and Instacart, they have all now decided that they're going to give everyone the option of choosing to either meet your delivery person at the door or meet them curbside, or you can select. When you place your order, you can select to have a non-contact delivery. And so the new feature has rolled out with Postmates. And so before you check out on the app, you can actually just check the little box that says non-contact, please leave my food at the door. So they'll actually, if you live in an apartment building or in the front door of your house, they will actually just leave the food for you. And so you don't have to have any interaction. It might be safer for the person who's in quarantine, safer for the delivery person. Postmates is doing this, and Instacart and Grubhub are also doing it.
All right, there's that story as we continue our focus on the reality.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.